There are great hotels, and then there are grand hotels. So says British author Adrian Moorby in his new book titled Rooms with a View, The Secret Life of Grand Hotels. Hi, with today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. This book offers snapshot profiles, two or three or four pages each, of hotels with history and glamour that sets them above competitors. Names include the Algonquin in Manhattan, the Palace in Stade, Switzerland, the Astoria in St. Petersburg, the Mandarin Oriental in Bangkok, the Copacabana in Rio, the Peninsula in Hong Kong, and 44 others. Moorby visited 50 hotels and describes their history and many of the colorful incidents that happen inside their walls. Quote, "People behave in more extraordinary ways than they would otherwise," he told me when we talked. And the list of celebrities who people these hotels is notable for the number of recurring names, especially Elizabeth Taylor, Truman Capote, and others who, it should be noted, didn't always pay full retail. Guests in hotels often shed their usual selves and act differently than they might if, say, they were staying in their aunt's house. On Thursday, I'll share some of the great stories in Moorby's book, Rooms with a View. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.